Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a three-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We work for the American people. And so if an unelected, unvetted individual private citizen is hacking our government systems, breaking the law, firing federal employees, dismantling statutorily created agencies, withholding funds, we are going to fight you in the courts. And I'm actually really sad that my dear friend Mr. Burchett left, because I want to talk about that gravy train on biscuit wheels that he just talked about, because that gravy train is not the federal workforce. It's the billionaires that are trying to hack that system right now, and which unfortunately my colleagues right now are. We work for the
Okay, God help me this morning. I had the unfortunate experience of getting to listen to this broad, Melanie Stansberry from New Mexico, and listened to her. First off, I cannot continue this program unless we talk about some of her verbiage. Do we know how old she is? Will you find out for me really quickly? How old is Melanie Stansberry? And that's, I'm not making fun of anybody. I'm just in this cold, frigid studio, curious as to her age.
She just turned 46 on January 31st.
So she's just barely older than me. But how are you talking like the way she speaks? I promise you, because this is like the second or third time she said that Doge was, they were hacking people. Her idea of hacking is, I guessed your password. Ha ha. That's her idea of hacking. She said that they're literally hacking. They're literally not, but whatever. She said they're literally hacking. They're not, though. And she added that this, yeah, for she's like barely. But still, how are you talking the way she does? She said at one point when I was listening to her, she said, and they are literally, and I mean like literally, oh, God, hacking. First, full stop. Because I see people on the left who previously might, maybe they were left before, and then after Biden, a lot of the left became independent. And I really feel like those are the people that they're trying to target with these narratives, because those are the people that I see saying, well, where is the oversight? And, well, how is it that they're able to access all of this information? I just want to reiterate for people, this is publicly available knowledge for the drive-bys. There's this amazing tool that we called the internet. Can y'all say internet? Do it like Jan Hooks from Pee-wee's Big Adventure. And on the internet, you can actually look up and you can see these stories and the accuracy of what they're reporting, which is not very accurate. Because, see, these nerds, again, as I've said before, there's only a couple of them, and they have read-only access. They're there to see where the money's going and then make cuts based on, suggest cuts to Musk and Congress based on what they've seen. So people need to realize it's not just an agency that's going in and saying, we're going to cut this now. It's an agency of like two people with under NDAs with read-only access that are going in. And they're saying that this is the waste. This is the fraud. This is the abuse. This is what has to be cut. And then they hand that to Congress, and Congress, whom we have empowered with the authority of our vote, makes the cut. They're ignoring all that for this stupid, I don't know what it is. I mean, I'm watching this, and it's one of the dumbest things I've ever seen, these accusations. Did you hear, though? Oh, my gosh. This is my favorite story so far of this year. I'm going to lighten it up, because I know you guys are like me, and you want to pull your hair out every damn day when you see where you're... I can't even barely quell my rage. You see where your tax dollars are going. One of the Doge nerds did something spectacular. So one of the Doge nerds, and this was according to apparently a very angry journalist that did this, they found that one of the Doge nerds had a Substack. Now, Substack, you can choose to make it public. You can choose to, you choose your price, right? This guy made it to where you could subscribe to his Substack for $1,000 a month. Or you could pay $10,000 for the year. And these journalists, thinking that they could get something on this Doge kid, and he's one of the ones, I think, who's still in college, they subscribed to his Substack. And when they accessed his Substack, they discovered that there was nothing on it. This dude literally made journalists make him money for trying to dig dirt on him. That, I gotta say, bravo. Talk about monetizing the hate, my friend. Bravo. Someone make him graduate with honors. He needs to graduate with honors and get maybe an award. I would give him a Presidential Medal of Freedom because that took balls. I mean, probably what his one of his names is. I just love it. Love it, love it. So that's my favorite story right now. We're going to cover all of this U.S. aid stuff, but I gotta hit these other things too. So Tulsi Gabbard confirmed his DNI. That's number one, but that's not the latest story. The latest story is that apparently Trump and Putin have agreed to begin negotiations on ending the war in Ukraine. He had put out, and bear with me, I'm pulling this up because this is all very coming in fast. He had, I don't want to say tweeted about it, what posted on X, I guess. On X about this. And was saying that he had a nice long conversation with POTUS or with Putin. POTUS had a nice long conversation with Putin. And it looks like they're going to, I guess, begin negotiations. And this is going to, that's pretty significant, don't you think? Looks like a peace deal is coming. I don't want to read this whole post, but I can read some of it because it's one of his longer ones. He says that he had a lengthy and highly productive call with Putin. They discussed Ukraine, Middle East, energy, AI, the power of the dollar, various other subjects. We both reflected on the great history of our nations. So basically, you know what that means? That was like a phallus measuring contest between Trump and Putin. And can you imagine watching them trying to one-up each other? Just imagine it. So they, because you remember that Tucker interview where Putin put Tucker through a history lesson. He said we both reflected on the great history of our nations. He said that, talked about World War II. That was a nice touch point. And then he said how many people they lost. And then he also said Putin liked his common sense campaign motto. And he says that they're going to work closely together and start negotiations on ending these hostilities. And that they are going to begin by calling Zelensky to inform him of the conversation. And then he's got Rubio and everybody. No more lives should be lost, et cetera, et cetera. He adds, lastly, I believe this effort will lead to a successful conclusion, hopefully soon. So interesting. We'll see what this washes out and what this becomes. But this is all brand new, all happening now. So very interesting, very interesting. So this is, which we knew, that's something that I think we could kind of see coming because Russia can't sustain it. There's no way it has to end. There's no way this is sustainable for them. So very interesting. So a lot of more things for Democrats to be mad about today. More things because they're infuriated over everything else. So in addition to this, We also have the guy who was released. Let me pull this up. This was just, well, I think he got in late last night, but he, Mark Fogel, he was an American citizen. He was wrongly detained in a Russian prison for the last several years, and he was brought home. He greeted POTUS, and he had on American flag in the middle of the snowstorm. He greeted POTUS and was brought back. They had Steve Witkoff, who I think accompanied him on the flight, all involved. Huge. Why wasn't Biden able to do that? Audio soundbite 16. This is him being welcomed by POTUS at the White House. Listen.
My thanks is for you and your administration and the amazing people that have brought me home. And I just will spend the rest of my life in debt to you and the country. I'm so excited.
Welcome home.
And then I like audio soundbite 18. Trump told Mark Fogel, we're going to show you the Lincoln bedroom. Listen to this. This is funny.
And Secretary Rubio, who met my son a while back. I'm a middle class school teacher who's now in a dream world.
We're going to show you the Lincoln bedroom in a little while. It's a very special, special place. Appropriate for tonight. Very appropriate.
And thank you all.
I have to tell you, one of the things that when I was watching that, and I've seen him do this in person, because I've known POTUS for over a decade, and I first introduced him at CPAC. They asked me to introduce him at CPAC. And when I watched him, and this is just like observation, and I always like watching people's behavior. Like, you know, if I'm in a group or something like that, I'm usually not, I kind of like to watch and see how people react. One of the things that he does, and maybe you've picked up on this before, is when, because he's sitting there as somebody's talking and he'll read you the whole time you're talking. And this guy's getting emotional, you know, and that's a thing for dudes, you know. I mean, even though he's grateful to be back, I mean, it's very awkward, really, if you're a man or a woman, to be have all of those emotions hit you like that, very publicly. You got the cameras right there, etc. And POTUS is reading this the whole time, and he intercepts. You see what he did? He intercepts and he brings it back and he makes it real lighthearted. In a way that I think few people could, when his jokes about, yeah, we're gonna show you the Lincoln bedroom. I mean, it's funny, it was very nice. But you could see he was diving in there to help lighten the moment a little bit so this guy wasn't so entirely overwhelmed. That's a very smart thing. So a lot of things happening today. We've got Fogel coming home. We've got DNI being confirmed. We've got RFK Jr. That's still ongoing because McConnell, lack of support. We're going to touch on all of that. We've got movement with some legislation with different committees, but they've been having hearings, DOGE hearings. Marjorie Taylor Greene's been chairing those earlier today. We've got some choice cuts coming from that. And then, of course, all of the latest, because so when you go to bed, there's more stuff that's been discovered. And then when you wake up, there's even more stuff. So we got to go over the latest. Guess where our tax dollars went. Yay. I know you're so excited. I'm sorry, but we got to know this stuff. So we have a lot to hit, and we're going to get moving. We got headlines coming up as we move. ReadyWise is ready, even if you're not. Preparedness isn't about fear. It's about peace of mind and just being responsibly prepared for you and your family. ReadyWise supports the self-reliance and preparedness, and they've got you set up no matter what you may face to protect what matters most. So you know that your family's fed no matter what happens. You can visit ReadyWise.com. And use promo code Dana20 at checkout. Get 20% off of your entire purchase. Choose from an array of product choices that will meet every budget. They have different emergency supply offerings, like the 1 month supply, 2 bucket bundle. They got a 3 month emergency supply. Two things that are really unique about ReadyWise. Number one, they have a team of in-house culinary experts that design everything. So you're getting exactly what you need in terms of healthy calories, healthy carbs, protein, all of that, to sustain you during such a time. That's one thing I like. The second thing I like is this. This is all U.S. ingredients packed in a U.S. plant sent out to you by U.S. workers. So you know the chain of command for your food. You're not getting any kind of like foreign anything, which that's not really helping your peace of mind during times of emergencies either, is it? So you want to trust where your food comes from in a crisis. 25-year shelf life. Visit ReadyWise.com and use promo code Dana20 at checkout to get 20% off of your entire purchase. That's ReadyWise.com, promo code Dana20 for 20% off.
There's a specific reason why some of these politicians hate Elon Musk. Elizabeth Warren claims she doesn't accept donations from Big Pharma. Not only does she collect money, she collects more than anyone else does. And the person next in line? Bernie Sanders.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a three-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I don't understand how people can eat canned tuna. It's one of the nastiest things I've ever seen in my entire life. It's disgusting. It's canned. It's been in a can for who knows how long. So at Trader Joe's, Walmart, and Costco, they've been recalling them because of botulism risks. They said it was due to a defect on the can's easy open pool lid that could lead to leakage or Clostridium botulinum contamination. That actually sounded like I knew what I was saying. They said it's that defect tab. So it's brand names Genova, Van Camp's, Trader Joe's, and HEB. That's their news. They said if you got them, donate it. It's like probably... So 93% of Gen Zers use AI at work, and it's giving them a huge advantage. Oh my gosh, everybody keeps like trying to like praise AI to me, and I'm just not sold. They get into how it cuts their workloads using various AI tools, whether it's writing posts, doing tedious tasks like drafting emails, double checking spreadsheets. It's going to happen more and more. I mean, you can't like have a Napster attitude, an anti-Napster attitude to it. You got to figure out how to work it. That's the only thing. An AI-powered death clock predicts how and when you'll die down to the second. So note this. It's only as accurate as the inputs it's given. So that's where AI is still entirely reliant upon input. So if you're not accurate, it's not accurate. You know, it's not magical. So that's because a lot of people aren't going to be honest because it asks you questions about your weight, your age, your general behavior, and it and your outlook on life, all this stuff to accurately predict. I don't think I'd want an AI bot to do that. The chatbots are now summarizing news. So there are a lot of entities that are doing this. Like the quick little hits that you'll get sometimes with a lot of these news websites, it's very much, yeah, they use chatbots to summarize all of this content. Do you know how it's very expensive to insure old rockers like Ozzy or oh. Yeah, like old rock, huh?
Rock and roller?
Yeah, like old rock and roll artists. They said that the biggest stars are opting to tour without insurance because they don't want to spend a fortune on a non-appearance cover, but it's a very risky strategy, obviously. I've heard about that before. It's the sex, drugs, rock and roll thing. We got a lot more coming up, including Democrats do a 180 on the courts, the latest with USAID, so much more. Stick with us. Our partners over at Super Beats. The product is they're Super Barine. It's a newish product, the Super Barine. It's a plant-based supplement. It's made with an ingredient that helps to support your metabolism and also helps to support blood sugar levels. It's 3 times more effective than your diet and exercise alone. It's real results, super convenient. 1 easy to swallow capsule a day helps you to do more to support metabolic health and blood sugar levels. These clinically researched ingredients features a very clinically studied berberine that has a 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine, used by doctors from the makers of the Super Beats heart chews. So head to your nearest Sam's Club, save on the Super Beats heart chews and the Super Berberine from Human. You'll love the way it makes you feel.
Hey there. Ritual here to give a big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. The magic of those family moments? That was you. And now there's new milestones to prep for in 2025. This new year, check clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list with Ritual. We've done the research to create science-backed pregnancy support like our prenatal multivitamin, natal choline, and fertility support, all designed to be taken alongside each other. But don't just take our word for it. They're also third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and Clean Label Project certified. So whether you're trying, thinking about trying, or already there, we don't have to tell you that prioritizing yourself can be the hardest part. That's why we're helping you get started today with 30% off a 3-month supply for a limited time at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a 3-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brighten up your timely news consumption with a Dana Show podcast, where every update comes with a little dash of not so serious on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Pope this morning had some very harsh words for the...
I got harsh words for the Pope. Pope wants to fix the Catholic Church. I'm saying this is a lifelong Catholic. I was baptized Catholic. I was First Communion is a Catholic. Confirmation is a Catholic. You ought to fix the Catholic Church and concentrate on his work and leave border enforcement to us. He wants to attack us from securing our border. He's got a wall around the Vatican, does he not? So he's got a wall around to protect his people and himself, but we can't have a wall around the United States. So I wish he'd stick to the Catholic Church and fix that and leave border enforcement to us.
I love Tom Homan. I want Tom Homan to be my uncle. Yeah. I want Tom Homan. I want to be able to say Uncle Tom Homan.
Right. I'm just going to say it.
How badly do you want to be related to him? Real bad.
I'm just going to say it and act like I am.
He's the fun guy that you sit next to, like at all the holiday gatherings, because he doesn't take any BS.
Yeah.
And if somebody's acting a fool, you want to hear him say something as that person. He's that dude. He's that uncle. You all got an uncle like that.
Uncle Tom's the best at family gatherings.
Dude, he's like for real, right? Like he keeps it 100, man. Welcome back. Dana Lash with you, bottom of this first hour. So he's upset because the Pope, look, this is not a denomination battle. I don't need any religious leader lecturing us about immigration, particularly when, I mean, and there is a wall there, although you can walk, you know, part through it, but you have to go through security and there's a lot of security. There's like two different security checkpoints and I've been, and I mean, that's their thing, you know, fine. I'm going to visit your place. That's what you got. You know, I'll go through it. I liked to look at all the antiquities and the architecture and all of that there, but I mean, it's true. I mean, then take everything down around the Vatican, right? I mean, you know, they keep the square there in front of the in front of St. Peter's. They keep all of that cleared of any vagrants and panhandlers and all of that. And there's like a clear denotation of where that city state ends and then Italy begins. So it's very difficult for him to have any kind of authority on this. Furthermore, you know, Jesus didn't come to earth and say, just disregard whatever law you feel like. He didn't. And I'll remind everyone that when he fled to Egypt, that literally was not, he's not a refugee. People who say that and religious leaders who say that should step down from the dais at their church because it's embarrassing. I will walk out of a service if I hear a church leader say that because I know that I am listening to a dumb shepherd who is not educated and hasn't read his Bible. And I won't deal with it. I already have enough problem with women like Paula White and the prosperity gospel and people that screw anything with the pulse. And then as soon as they see a camera, it's praise Jesus. But then, you know, after the camera's off, it's I'm going to dry hump anything that isn't my husband. It needs to be said and it's accurate. Where's the lie? So, no, I'm not a fan. I don't like prosperity gospel grifters. You know, I don't like those people because it's demonic and it's anti-biblical. That said, the argument that, and he's even intimated this before, that he was, that just to correct it, I'm going to do it every chance I get, that Jesus was a refugee. These people are absolutely ignorant of world history. Egypt was part of the Roman Empire. It was literally a province. Now, Augustus had all of these different toadies, like Herod and everybody else, handling different parts of the Roman Empire. And Herod's sons inherited, and his daughter inherited, you know, different sections upon his death. But Egypt was different in that Augustus didn't have a toady administering it. He ran it personally, himself. So they weren't fleeing the Roman Empire. And remember, why did they go back anyway? Why did they go to Bethlehem anyway? Why was it when Mary was like late stages of her pregnancy that they were making this trek back to, it's because they had to, for the census, which is actually antithetical to the argument that illegal immigration puts forward. Oh, and then they went back home when they were done. Again, antithetical to the argument that illegal immigration puts forward. So maybe some of these people that are talking about this could go and sign up at Dana4FORHillsdale.com, and they could actually take the lesson on the rise and fall of the Roman Republic, which actually touches upon this. So maybe these people could take advantage of the free online course that Hillsdale offers them, you know, as a nice, just a nice gesture, a good gesture of goodwill before preaching to the flock. Now, Tom Homan is exactly correct there. We've talked about this before, every other country has its own sovereignty. They're able to do this. The United States is somehow denied. I just don't think you'd want to pick a fight with Tom Homan. And the Pope had said, when he came out, he's talked about this before, and he said, oh, you're supposed to welcome the stranger, and you're supposed, stranger and criminal are different. Go back and also read, whether it's New or Old Testament, the importance of following the law. Oh, are we not paying attention to those parts of the Bible, especially the red letters? That's a real important part when it's red. I guess, I don't know. But he had said, too, that back in 2016, remember, he had said that anybody who builds a wall, like what they've got at the Vatican, to keep out migrants as opposed to illegal entrants, rather than bridges, was not a Christian. I don't think that we want to have that debate right now. That's a different debate, isn't it? So this is a real problem. I mean, this isn't the argument that people are seeking shelter with a major crisis is a false one. It's just so goofy. So good on Tom Homan for this. Good on Tom Homan. So we've got Tulsi Gabbard in at DNI. So that's a done deal. Now I guess everybody's waiting for RFK Jr. and waiting for the finality of that. And we'll see. We've got other ones. I think these are actually, from what I understand, the cabinet nominations and the confirmations of these cabinet selections are actually faster than what they were under Biden, and it's more on par with the Obama administration's speed when he was putting his cabinet together back in 2008. So it's happening pretty quickly. It's happening pretty quickly. So she's been confirmed as Director of National Intelligence, and we're going to get into here coming up this fight over the courts, the Democrats 180 on the courts. An update on this Florida bill, too, because it's incredibly important that states are empowered and have cleared the way to implement POTUS's deportation strategy. Because are you watching these judges try to step in and litigate everything that he's doing? You're going to see this. It's going to continue to happen. This is why it is so important for states to be able to do what they do. And I'm watching this with a number of states. The states that are on my radar are my own state of Texas, and I'm watching what's happening in Florida. Because Florida is my backup state. I got family there, too. And they scream anytime the legislature does something stupid. And I have a lot of friends there. So the immigration bill, there was finally an agreement. And a stronger bill was introduced and accepted. if you remember, there's a handful, not all of them, but there's a handful of very far left. They're trans Republicans. They're Democrats who are cosplaying as Republicans. And these, like, people like Alex Andrade and Joe Gruters and Ben Albritton, and then you've got Daniel Perez. You had Randy Fine, who actually came on the show. I'll give Randy Fine credit. I mean, he's wrong and he's kind of a jackass, but I give him credit because at least he had, since balls is the word of the week, those to come on the program, where the other ones have not responded to us at all. They want to run their mouths on social media because they know they can't get their careers destroyed as easily there. So they, all of these guys, and I've done a lot of digging into their contributions. And again, it's over at Substack, if my Substack chapter and verse, if you care to go read it. All of these guys are on the dole of two huge special interest groups that factor into this. Big Sugar. Oh yeah, Sugar Daddy. It's a real thing. And the foreign Canadian pot company called Trulieve. And Trulieve was trying to dupe people. This is what the left thinks. The left thinks that they just tell you it's about legalizing marijuana, that you're just going to go like a some stoner. Oh, yeah, man, I'm all about legalizing pot. I'll totally support whatever that is. They were banking on that. This was not the Amendment 3 that Trulieve was behind in Florida. Was never about legalization of marijuana. It was about, and you better watch this in your state because they're trying to do it now in Texas. They're laying the groundwork right now. I'm watching it. They come in, a foreign company. The CEO's husband was busted for corruption and all kinds of stuff. Felonies, multiple felonies, was arrested because they're really shady business practices. They're also big time supporters of amnesty. But they came into Florida. They were trying to buy a change in the Florida state constitution under the guise of legalization of marijuana. But it was never that. If you actually read the full readout of the bill's language, the full what they were putting on the ballot, the full ballot language, Trulieve, and this is a fact, not disputable, was putting together a monopoly for itself, a network of Trulieve and only its approved partners. It wasn't about legalizing marijuana. It was about creating an unbreakable monopoly for itself in Florida, for them and their partners, running all of their competitors out of business. No, you couldn't grow your own. You can. I don't care about pot, but what I do care about is cronyism and corruption. And they were defeated. You got to go see some of the messes they made in some other states. There are hardcore pro-legalization groups that hate Trulieve for a very good reason. So you might want to pay attention to what some of the stalwarts, if this is a thing for you, in that community have said about Trulieve. They run everybody else out of business. They will hamstring you up. They don't care. Very corrupt people. All of these amnesty rhinos in Florida are getting paid by them. Some of them think that they're smart. Again, I started an Oppo research, and they create little shell packs. So they'll have one pack that Trulieve will give money to, and then that pack gives that money to another pack that gives that money to another pack that then gives it to that candidate. But they're all in the dole of it. They, remember, created this bill where they wanted to put immigration enforcement in the hand of this egg farmer that not only voted to protect illegal labor, he refused to fund E-Verify. And he voted to exempt himself from E-Verify. That's Wilton Simpson, a big-time egg farmer. And he's gotten a lot of money from these guys, lots of money. And I've got the receipts, again, over at Substack. And, you know, these guys, when they run these campaigns and they create a war chest, they give some of that money to their toadies, right? So Wilton Simpson gives some of his, you know, money to others, and Trulieve is donated. So that's what this was all about. These rhinos were bought off to push amnesty. So they thought they were being clever. They came up with a bill that refused deportation, removed all immigration enforcement from the governor, and put it in this egg farmer's hands, right? This egg farmer who had voted to give driver's licenses to illegal aliens. And he voted, and I have the voting record up again at my Substack, receipts always. And he voted to allow illegal aliens to become lawyers in Florida and actually practice law. Not even kidding. That's what they support. So that's what they were trying to give him, all the power for immigration enforcement. Now, why do you think that was? Now, they thought they could call it the Trump Act, so that way they could dodge any criticism by saying, well, how dare you opposed something called the Trump Act. You see what they're doing? They were trying to make it look like anybody who was criticizing their amnesty was really criticizing Trump because they called it the Trump Act. So Trump invited all these. He had already been talking to Ron DeSantis about this. And I've got very well-placed sources, by the way, as you can imagine. And like he was playing golf with DeSantis. He tweeted his support for DeSantis's approach because DeSantis was implementing Trump's thing to the letter. Like primary stuff aside, these guys are on the same page with this stuff. And so the White House, this is what these rhinos did. The White House invited all the Florida lawmakers, right? When they were celebrating the Florida Panthers at the White House, they invited all the Florida lawmakers up there like they do with every state, right? Every state and their team, if they win, like whatever. And these rhinos were acting like they got a personal invitation to visit the White House to talk about their amnesty bill. They had no photos with Trump, nothing. They were trying to misrepresent this to voters. And when voters would ask them questions, they were attacking their voters. They were cussing their voters out on social media. I've never seen anything like it before. Dragging them, attacking the women. It was really, really nasty. Maybe they're high on the True Leave stuff. I don't know. Anyway, so I was told by someone within the White House that Trump thought their plan was untenable because he didn't understand the ag farmer thing. And he also didn't understand why in the world there was no deportation. And he's trying to keep, you know, the peace and keep everybody happy. But these rhinos really miscalculated. And the voters, they just destroyed them. So now they're a bunch of slapped asses. And they lost. And they're trying to save face. That's the story of what happened in Florida. Trulieve is trying to do the same thing in Texas. They're having a little bit of a harder time, but they're still trying. You got to watch this in your state. I promise you it's coming. In fact, it already may be in your state. You need to check this out. It's our friends over at Text Network USA. Good grief. I mean, of all the time. Seriously, think about it. We got April going to be coming up. It's going to be more taxpayer dollars going to the IRS. You got 88,000 agents. Hopefully they'll be redistributed elsewhere. But they've been sending out payout notices, and you know how aggressive the IRS is, notoriously so. There's a reason why it's a stereotype, because it's true. You want to get ahead of anything, but you never want to contact the IRS alone. So this is when you can turn it over to the folks at Tax Network USA. Not all tax resolution companies are the same. They have direct access to the IRS, and you can schedule your complimentary consultation to talk with one of their strategists, 1-800-958-1000, or visit tnusa.com/Dana. They have proven tax resolution strategies, whether you owe $10,000 or $10 million. They're designed to settle your tax issues in your favor. They have all their tailored strategies, want to get you a risk-free solution and protect your financial security as well. Their experts will guide you through all of it. They know how to navigate the system, and they can reduce or eliminate your debt. They've saved taxpayers $1 billion. I mean, they've really $1 billion in tax debt. They've delivered results. Schedule your complimentary consultation today. Call 1-800-958-1000 or visit tnusa.com/Dana.
Hey there. Ritual here to give a big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. The magic of those family moments? That was you. And now there's new milestones to prep for in 2025. This new year, check clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list with Ritual. We've done the research to create science-backed pregnancy support like our prenatal multivitamin, natal choline, and fertility support, all designed to be taken alongside each other. But don't just take our word for it. They're also third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and Clean Label Project certified. So whether you're trying, thinking about trying, or already there, we don't have to tell you that prioritizing yourself can be the hardest part. That's why we're helping you get started today with 30% off a 3-month supply for a limited time at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Look, let me tell you something. I'll take a bit of umbrage here. I'll speak on behalf of my colleagues. I think I can say we are all willing to work with anyone who's serious about doing the work of censoring the American people and advancing progress. That's right. But they are not serious.
What did that bald man say? I mean, who is that? The bad Presley?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Their little rally, that's what they've been doing every day, is they have a little rally and then they scream. Who is the lady that said, really unattractive lady, who said she wanted to bang Trump?
No, stop.
That's what she said. She said she wanted to sleep with the president.
It came off that way.
Yeah, because she, yeah, can we play, do we have time? Yeah, we or do I got to save it?
Juan, just go ahead and play it. It's cut 18.
Yeah, just go ahead, Juan.
Or 15, sorry.
I've been told I have 30 seconds, so I am going to tell you that we do have to, I don't swear in public very well,
you.
But we have to Trump.
Wait, we all do? I don't think that, have you seen his wife? I don't think he's interested.
Sounds rapey.
That sounds like she's wants to commit rape.
That's rapey.
Ooh. So you got Ariana Presley saying that she wants to work with anyone who is into censorship. And this one lady says that she wants to fornicate with the president. So gross. Why are they so gross? We have a whole other second hour to explore that. Stick with us. All Family Pharmacy, you just need to bookmark this website. I've never been to a website where they make it easier to get the medicines that you need. And look, for like, I get it. If you want to go to a doctor and you want to have, they have doctors that are on their staff that you can actually talk to. So for instance, when I, over Thanksgiving, I was getting super sick. I had sinusitis and it was turning into strep and I had people coming over. I was hosting for Thanksgiving. I don't have time for this. So I went on All Family Pharmacy's website, allfamilypharma.com, and I used my own code name. I'm not going to even lie about it. I dropped my own name and I got it discounted for 10% off. It's allfamilypharma.com/Dana. And I was able to get my azithromycin because if I were to go to my doctor, that's the exact same thing they're going to prescribe me. This ain't my first rodeo. And then I had it overnighted. Got here at 9 a.m. 9 a.m. I ordered this stuff at like 7 o'clock last night. So it was amazing how quickly that they got it there. Anything that you need, this is a must have when you're traveling. They have everything. Ivermectin, which I take ahead of big events for the antiviral properties. But they have all kinds of reliable options for a variety of health needs. Be prepared. Skip the hassle. And here's the kicker. Big thing. Big, big, big. Their stuff is made in the USA, not China. So you hear about a lot of antibiotics being made in CCP China. Not these. It's all USA. So you do not have to worry about outsourced products. You're getting good quality, safe material. Visit allfamilypharma.com/Dana. Get 10% off using promo code Dana10. Don't wait. Make sure that you're always prepared. Protect yourself and your family. Allfamilypharma.com/Dana. Code Dana10 to save 10%.
I find it ironic, of course, that our chairwoman, Congresswoman Green, is in charge of running this committee. Now, in the last Congress, Chairwoman Green literally showed a dick pic in our oversight congressional hearing. So I thought I'd bring one as well. Now, this, of course, we know is President Elon Musk. He's also the world's richest man. He was the biggest political donor in the last election.
Who's this lawmaker again? Let me look back at my list. Garcia. So I can't say that, can I?
No, just let's not.
We're going to have to, like, at some point when we reconfigure the studio setup and I don't have to pay mid six figures in taxes and I can do the stuff I want to do, put a camera on your face for just that type of moment. I've never seen anybody choke to death on air in an effort to just immediately shut down whatever I was asking
you. Yeah,
just
to try to play it more cautious when we're on the air. That's all.
Kane, you have to understand, is like the exasperated older brother who's done with it. Done with the bratty sister. Done with it. It's just like, no, we're not.
I think
you can
say pee-pee pick, though.
What?
You can say pee-pee pick.
That's so dumb. It's dumb, though. A phallus photo. Ooh.
Oh, well, if you want to get all classy.
That's a term.
I guess.
He called it a phallus photo. They're just, did you guys see the presser that they had in the office? Oh my gosh, this brings me to, I didn't put this on the rundown. Hold up. So where's this at? They were in the White House, the Oval Office yesterday. You know, Trump was sitting at his desk and Musk was there. He had his black goth hat on. And then their son, Lil X, his son, Lil X, was there. That kid was all of us, by the way, because he's hysterical. He's like this. He's, if you guys don't watch anime, over lockdown, I told you how my kids introduced me to the all of, I got into anime because of lockdown. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. So only like maybe one of you out there is going to understand this. I'm sorry. Little X is like Elon Musk's stan. Like the supernatural figure that actually is an avatar for powers that you have that manifests outside of yourself and can beat up your enemies. Or is Elon Musk Lil X's stan? I don't know. But it was hysterical. And this kid, his little coat, it was hysterical. And he sat on his dad's shoulders for a while and just almost took a nap on his head. He's just so funny. He's everywhere. But they were in the office. Somebody, what lawmaker was this? Because this was rich. Got really mad. Oh, here it is. I got it. This is the byline. I'm going to make sure I get this. Hold up. It's The Hill. Quote, Republican source tells me that special government employee Elon Musk, wearing a MAGA hat in the Oval Office, appears to violate the Hatch Act. What? Now, I don't even, it's not, the hat didn't say like Trump 2024 or whatever. Like the Hatch Act, they say you're not supposed to wear or display partisan political buttons or stuff like that. You're engaging in political activity. Like if you're, you know, working for the government and while you're on duty in any federal room or building, etc. Okay, so the hat that he's wearing was a black Make America Great Again hat. Explain to me how that's partisan. Anybody. How's that partisan?
The left has never liked America, Dana. So that's probably why.
So, wanting America to be great is considered partisan and you shouldn't like that? Isn't that the whole point of government? Well, I mean, you know what I mean? Come on. Isn't that like their whole professed point? So, are they admitting that that's not what their goal is? So the hat that Juan's showing you on the simulcast, if you're watching online or maybe direct TV, channel 347, the chats and Rumble, that's the hat. That's not partisan. It's a statement. I mean, if anything, it's a patriotic statement. But they're trying to say that that's a Hatch Act violation. Shut the front door. No, it's not.
You got me scared there for a second.
Oh my gosh, Juan and Kane were both dying. Shut up.
You know how crazy it'll get, though? And you're seeing that on the screen right now, those watching on channel 347, DirecTV. Soon, that American flag will be considered a violation of a Hatch Act one day.
How is this?
Because that's how crazy the left has become.
I don't even think that under the most egregiously liberal interpretation of that regulation that this could be considered. That's not really, you're not supposed to engage in political activity while on duty. Or you can't wear your government uniform, badge, or insignia and do federal work, right? It's about making sure federal, this is what you know what the Hatch Act also purports to do is to make sure that you're enacting federal programs without bias. So that's a violation of the Hatch Act. All the U.S. aid funding for all of this propaganda is literally a violation of the Hatch Act. Him wearing a hat that just merely says make America great, that's a patriotic statement. You absolute communist cucks. I'm done. That's a political statement. So when they get angry over all of our taxpayer dollars being used to run hit pieces on us, to pay outlets like NPR to say that the laptop is a local story, it's non-interesting, that's a violation of the Hatch Act. It's just interesting to me how it's not considered a violation of the Hatch Act for all this other stuff. That it's just this hat. You got to be kidding me. Everything is now a constitutional crisis with these people, which I think the constitutional crisis are low-level judges without the authority trying to kneecap the executive. That's, you know, ultimately really that's the real problem. So I like that hat. I like that hat. It's not going to, they're just mad. They're mad and they're trying to do anything that they can to target Musk and to they want to stop this, and they feel like they have to destroy him and destroy Doge in order to make that happen. That's why they keep saying, oh, we're going to impeach him. We're going to impeach him, etc. That's stupid because he didn't go through the confirmation process. So everything's been going towards Musk. None of the stuff that has been thrown at the nerd army is sticking because I think people kind of like it. There is a real underdog aesthetic to the nerd army. In fact, there's a real underdog aesthetic to all of this. Do you realize that if the shoe was on the other foot, the narratives that Democrats would be making? So Democrats are attacking an African-American right now. They're attacking an actual African-American who is a great story of coming to America and becoming an American and joining the American family and all of that stuff. And, you know, these people are livid over it. They're not like us. So nobody's really been, they can't really target the nerd army anymore because people like the nerd army. That's like such a fist in the air, rebellious, very American thing that they're doing. So now they're like, well, we're going to try to, you know, Jimmy Raskin yesterday, we played some of that audio where he said that they were talking about impeaching him, impeaching Musk on the theory that he's usurped the powers of the presidency. That would only make sense if he was bypassing Congress and actually cutting things himself. He's auditing and then presenting the findings to Congress, and then Congress makes the decision if and what they want to cut and when. So that doesn't hold true. They're omitting that part to you. It's incredibly frustrating to see this. And I just, you know, I look at these people who are defending the waste and fraud and abuse of taxpayer dollars. How do these people sleep at night? It's the most anti-American thing I've ever seen. How do these people sleep? Just, it's disgusting. He's all the people. One of the reasons why people on the left, why the left lost, is because of stuff like this. We see the rampant abuse in front of our faces, and the left wants to pretend that it doesn't exist because it doesn't, to acknowledge it and to stop it doesn't suit their interests. They make money off of this. It's an audit. They don't want to stop making money. It's an audit. I mean, you had five Treasury secretaries who wrote an editorial, who all co-authored an editorial in the New York Times to argue that people who take our tax dollars and waste our tax dollars should not be held accountable to the voter, the tax-paying voting public. In what world is that it's just insane. We should be able to spend all of your money without an audit. They're arguing literally against oversight. And the fact that the media is treating with such animosity this whole story and ignoring all of the waste that Doge has been finding, that tells you everything. Everything. I don't know. I read this thing where it said if somebody were to, heaven forbid, if somebody were to take a shot at Musk, Democrats would maybe kind of condemn the violence, and then they would turn whoever did it into like a progressive folk hero, like they're doing with that Luigi Mangione guy. That Luigi Mangione guy who killed that insurance executive. He's like, I read a story that he has raised like, what, over $1 million in jail? Something crazy. All these people donating money to him. That's the left. That's what the left does. It's just shocking to me. We have more on the way, including, let me just pull up. We still have a lot to get into. Because now we've got, I didn't know that people were living to 150 years of age and collecting Social Security. But the government says they are, Kane, and we know that daddy government's always right. Cuck, 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 cuck. Ka-chow. History shows gold and silver thrive under strong leadership. During President Trump's first term, gold surged 53% and silver soared 51%. With him back, could precious metals break new records in 2025 and beyond? In times of economic uncertainty, smart investors turn to assets that have proven their worth. Gold and silver have historically outperformed in volatile markets, making them a crucial part of any strategy for preserving and growing wealth. And that's why I trust the partners at GoldCo. Secure your financial future today and don't wait until the next economic crisis happens. GoldCo is a trusted leader in precious metals, and with over $3 billion in gold and silver secured for hardworking Americans, they've been a top-rated company from the start. Take action and partner with a company that puts your security first. Visit DanaLikesGold.com right now and get a free copy of their 2025 gold and silver kit. On top of that, you could also qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus silver, possibly even more. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, apparently, there are more whistleblowers set to come forward exposing how they worked on top secret projects that involved retrieving and reverse engineering spacecraft. What? Yes, apparently it's all information about UFOs. So this is really good news, because yesterday we got the story that there's a 2% chance that an asteroid could hit the planet. That's great. Sweet meteor of death. That's, you know, yay. Yes, I long for it. Go out in one big giant flash of glory and illuminate the universe for one brief second. UFO thing is another thing, because I want there to be aliens. I'm just really bored with just human drama. I want some alien drama. I bet it's like, you know, just as otherworldly as they are. You know what I mean? Like, you have like Real House Cucks of DC, and that's like all of the rhino lawmakers and all that stuff there. It's my word today. And I really want to, I want some alien drama, Kane. I want to have the fight as to whether aliens should play on sports teams.
Oh.
I want that fight.
Wow.
Think about it. Like, how does that work? You know what I'm saying? Like, give me some new drama. Anyway, there's apparently a ton more of these. I think they're out there. They're probably already here on the planet. That would explain some. That actually would explain a lot of things. So, you know, kind of like how Men in Black. Wrap that up real nice and neat. Also, let's see. This a United Airlines flight diverts to Denver because a dude was hunting Mormons. What? Like on the plane. What? He was going through saying, where are the Mormons at? It was a red eye bound for Chicago, diverted to Denver after a burly man sprang up from his seat repeatedly, walked to the front of the aircraft, argued with crew members, and demanded that Mormon passengers be identified. Okay, well, that's an apparent, and he actually kind of looked drunk. He wouldn't say whether or not he was Mormon himself. That's kind of very little interesting story there. Thousands of Danes signed a petition to go buy California from the United States. I'm actually okay with it, yeah. You know, and you can take your wine that has all the sulfites and the chemicals in it with you.
I'd even say a straight trade for Greenland would be cool.
I would totally. Can we build a wall around California? Let's let all the conservatives leave. If they want to do that and California does it, you know, why not? Just go ahead. Yeah, yeah. Although, but then that would make us a little bit vulnerable there with the West Coast, and we've got some Fords and all that there. So I don't know about that. You know, I don't know. Also, the skinny jean is making a comeback. God bless America, because nobody wants to see your stupid bell bottoms. I love skinny jeans. Some people, so the Gen Zers and Alpha people say that skinny jeans makes everybody look like Gru from the Minions. And I think that they're brats. First off, I cannot stand the high-waisted bell-bottom thing. It makes you look fat and stumpy. I don't care how thin you are or how long your waist is. You're not supposed to have a tufted area there, you know, right there at your pubic bone. It's not supposed to be there. But skinny jeans are coming back. It is not controversial. Only communists don't like skinny jeans. If you love America, you're going to be fine with skinny jeans. That's the way that you root out the communists. A microchip company ceases operations. Pet owners are urged to re-register. So check your pet's microchips. All of this. It's a big industry. But they said that microchips registered with a company called Save This Life. Documents from Texas show the company ceased operations. So that's something you might want to take a look at. We have a lot more in store on the way. Stick with us. It's our friends at Kel-Tec, the PR57. It is a 5.7. It's called the PR57. And it's from Kel-Tec, brand new. They launched it, just like a couple weeks ago at SHOT Show. And they changed concealed carry back in 95. Now the PR-57 rotary barreled pistol chambered in 5.7, it's redefining it with this cutting edge design and performance. So it has this innovative rotary barrel, which makes it the lightest 5.7 on the market. And by that, I mean it's 40% lighter than the next lightest 5.7. I mean, it's crazy how light this is. But it's super well balanced. It has a unique top-loading design that replaces the traditional magazine with a stripper clip. And it has a 20+1 capacity. So the left can finally be accurate in saying clips instead of magazines. And it was inspired by real-world data and defensive needs. I mean, this is a 5.7 that a lady could actually conceal carry. Low recoil for ease of use and accuracy, super simple and reliable, perfect for everyday carry for literally everybody, and super affordable. The MSRP is only $399. I mean, you can get this. Visit KeltechWeapons.com to learn more about the PR-57 rotary barrel pistol, 5.7, innovative and actually concealed carry. Innovative performance, Keltech, that's KeltechWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Keep your finger on the pulse with the Dana Show podcast, delivering timely news with insightful analysis whenever you want, straight to you on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have so many unelected judges who are trying to control government spending, and there is a clear separation of powers. You know, they're doing it to Elon Musk, who is a great man and a good friend at Doge. What they're doing to him is to our country is outrageous. You know, people work their whole lives and pay taxes, yet they find out that they've been giving $2 million to Guatemala for sex changes. It's outrageous. And it is
outrageous. And not only is it outrageous, but this idea that a judge can tell the executive, no, you can't exercise the authority of an executive as the executive over the executive branch is asinine. I don't think it's an issue of the left not knowing how government works or how it's structured. I think it's an issue of them believing that you're stupid and you don't know. And that's what they're playing to. I mean, I don't know. This is they're trying to stop him from doing absolutely everything. And whether it has to do with freezing certain federal funding and as it's being audited, all of it. Like he was cutting, let me pull this up. He's cutting some of these education department contracts. And these contracts included over $100 million taxpayer dollars that dealt with DEI training. And all of that is being just canceled. Parents for Defending Education has been involved in it. And just FYI, Parents for Defending Education, these were not like Republican Stepford Wives that created these groups. These were parents across the political spectrum who were appalled. They learned during lockdown what was happening in the classrooms, what their kids were learning, some of the material. I know a lot of the parents. One of the mothers who's kind of like the face for the organization, there's a couple of different ones. But, you know, they were looking at like what their seventh graders were reading. Very age inappropriate material that dealt with intercourse and things of that nature and DEI stuff where the founding of the Republic was trashed. And there were just a lot of false things that were being presented as fact. And they reacted to that. And they said, this is not education. If our kids were to take an actual exam on this, they'd flunk because none of this is historically factually accurate. To say nothing of the age inappropriate sexual material that they were being exposed to. So Trump is preparing an executive order. They want to, he wants to eventually close the education department. I completely agree. I think that education, this is an issue where if anything should be run by the state so that parents can have local control, it's this. It is insane to me that people would say, yeah, we're going to just send all the control of our kids' education all the way to DC, where we have no hope of ever actually influencing or changing anything. that it's asinine. If anything that should be state controlled, it's that. Because it's just so much easier for parents to be involved. And I think you're not micromanaging 50 states. You're dealing with the student body of one state. And they're going to lose their minds over it. Lose their minds. They've been trying to reduce the workforce. They've been putting a lot of unnecessary administrative bloat on leave. And, you know, everybody said it was going to happen. The DEI's brainwashing. It's actual racism. So this was one of the cuts that was proposed, by the way, by DOGE. They found ways to save $101 million just by gutting the DEI programs. And they found, let me pull this up, that almost $2 million was spent on watching male clerks work. Now, DEI, something else that's important for people to realize, diversity and equity and inclusion, which is so stupid. It's not about, there's just a quick recap. There's equality and equity. Equality means everyone has the same opportunities, but you're going to have different outcomes based upon what you do with those opportunities. That's not enough for the Mao-esque communists who want equity. Equity is, doesn't matter about opportunity. The outcomes must be guaranteed to be the same. In order to have that, you actually have to incorporate discrimination into this process. And it completely disregards the free will choices that individuals make. So if you get too far, if you're too successful, you're penalized. It's all about forcing ideological conformity. That's all DEI is. It's ideological conformity. That's why they don't say equality anymore. Because equality still suggests that there's individual control and free will involved. And in order to achieve ideological conformity, free will must be rejected. There is no individual empowerment. That's what it's all about. And that's what they want. So they're ordering a federal review of all of these sub-departments within the Department of Education, and I think that's perfect. This absolutely needs to happen. I mean, there's no reason why our test score should be lower than that of so many other nations. There's no reason. None. So this all very interesting. I saw, too, get into it. Let me make sure I'm hitting all of our stuff. Getting into this. So the courts, getting back to this, this is one of the things that the courts are going to be fighting. They've been pushing back on everything Trump's doing, which is weird because, you know, AOC had said previously that Joe Biden, oh, he can ignore the court because he's president of the United States. Remember when you had the Supreme Court that was trying to smack him down on everything from rent moratoriums that they were trying to push through the CDC to whether it was paying off a student debt, like educational welfare for rich kids. And Democrats were suggesting that Biden didn't have to follow any kind of, you know, the courts are irrelevant, is what Democrats said. Now, Democrats, that's like the only thing that they can use and abuse in order to counter what voters want. So now they're trying to say that, oh my gosh, the president, it's a 180. Oh, if he's not paying attention to the court system, then, oh my gosh, it's an attack on our republic. Or no, what they say is it's an attack on democracy. I mean, remember, Elizabeth Warren talked about packing SCOTUS. Suddenly now, they love the courts again. Interesting how that works. Now they like the courts. Oh, now it's okay. There's no consistency with any of these people. None. So we told you that Tulsi Gabbard, DNI. By the way, with this, Pam Bondi needs to bring the full force of the DOJ on these people. You control these judges fall under your purview. This, we need DOJ, and we need all these FBI agents that were leaking ICE movements jailed. Done with it. Tulsi Gabbard confirmed for DNI, although Mitch McConnell's not he's not supportive. I'm ambivalent about Gabbard. I think a lot of people are taken in with her because of cult of personality. I'm I'm not supportive or antagonistic. Like I said, I'm ambivalent. We've tried to get her on the show forever. She outright will not have anything to do with me. Like, they absolutely refuse to talk to us. And all I wanted to do was talk about, you know, whether or not she's still opposed Second Amendment, because the stuff that she said to try to clarify it didn't really clarify it. And I just was interested in that personal journey. And I, you know, a lot of lawmakers don't like to answer questions on that because they don't want to risk exposure or whatever. I don't know. But she never would come on. So I don't get into cult of personality. As you guys know, I don't do any of that stuff. So I'm ambivalent about it. I'm not like, you know, rah, rah, rah. I'm not going to show up and make sure that I'm seen, you know, there. So I don't care. I look at it like another government bureaucrat. Honestly, I don't trust any intel agency at all whatsoever. And I think absolute power corrupts absolutely. And when you get agencies like that and people who don't really want to talk about what they used to believe or how they used to be against rights, natural rights for Americans, I have every right to be a little suspicious and to be very distrustful. So I still am. That said, switching our attention to Gaza. I don't know, man. It looks like Saturday's going to come and go and all hell's going to have to break loose, Kane. I think that's what's going to have to happen, to be honest. Because there, I'm just saying, it doesn't... Gaza, I don't know. They've gone back to... Hamas is now once again refusing to honor the terms of anything that they agreed to anytime that there's any sort of deal made. So now they don't want to release any more hostages. And apparently they feel like, you know, their propaganda has given them the upper hand in this narrative. And they've been kind of like a drip drip release on the hostages they have to torture the families. So they've proven that they still have hostages, obviously, that they still have hostages that are alive. And you've seen what happens when they're released and what they look like. It's like watching people walk out of a concentration camp. I read one story where one of the hostages that was released, and that it's very selective. Like, the hostages that are released, they usually have other family members in custody so that they can continue to torture people. And it was a younger boy that was a hostage that was released, and he was saying that he was kept in. This is why, like, stop with the whole like free Gaza stuff. All these hostages, and there's no residents that turn over these hostages to Red Cross. They stay in people's houses. Every single hostage has said that when they were taken to the Red Cross to the exchange, that Gazans come out of their homes to beat them excitedly, to beat them, kick at them, spit at them. Everything. And even when they were brought in, the same thing happened. I mean, Hamas actually has to help keep some of the residents from tearing them apart when they're being given to Red Cross. So spare me. But the like, one of the hostages that they released, this was a guy who was starved and tortured for 491 days. And they parade them out drip drip style. And they want the emotional manipulation, because that's all really Hamas has anymore. That and the stupid people who still think that what they're doing is somehow respectable or justified. So I don't know. I think that they were not anticipating Trump's very aggressive reaction. If they think he's joking, this is what I like. I love when enemies don't know if our president is going to go nuts and tweet something and then press the red button or not. I like that mystery. I like the fact that they don't know what he's going to do, and they know that he might be short-tempered with this nonsense. I don't know. Jordan already said that they would take some Gazan kids in. We'll see, you know, with Egypt. I mean, Egypt is worried about having Gazan terrorists and it coming across in Sinai and all of that. Maybe they should have thought about that before they allowed weapons trading to get into Gaza. Should have been a consideration. Achieving vibrant, youthful skin doesn't have to be complicated. With the power of Native Path Collagen, you can nourish your body from within and enhance not just your skin, but also your hair, your nails. By incorporating Native Path Collagen into your daily routine, you can promote a plump, radiant complexion, reduce signs of aging, and boost your overall vitality, all without any unnecessary fillers or additives. Native Path Collagen has only type 1 and 3 collagen, the most important types, making up 90% of your body's collagen. No artificial sweeteners, is just pure third-party tested goodness. It's completely flavorless, so you can just add it to about anything, your coffee, your smoothies, oatmeal, or whatever you want. And the best part is that Native Path's peptides formula makes it more bioavailable, so it means your body will absorb it easily. Start your journey to healthier skin today. Get nativepath.com/Dana and stock up on Native Path collagen and save up to an incredible 45% off plus free shipping. Every order includes a 365-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out. Head to getnativepath.com/Dana.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So this is a headline that involves handicap spots, churches, and punching. What? It's the hot new club. Parking lot beatdown. John Phillips, 65, Florida man who was arrested in Orange County. He beat a woman over a handicapped spot in a church parking lot, according to the Orange County Sheriff's Office. It happened at St. John Vianney Catholic Church. They said that the victim, Jenna Del Zagaro, went to go pick up her 5-year-old niece with her mother at the church, parked in a handicapped spot near the entrance. While Del Zagaro was putting her niece in her car seat, a man in a black truck parked in front of their spot, blocking them from being able to leave or pull out. The man waved his handicap sticker from inside his truck. Del Zagaro showed him their placard in response. So I guess she's handicapped too. Then he gets out of the truck, starts walking towards them, and he began yelling at her when she got out of her car, saying the placard did not belong to them, and he saw her get out of the car next to them, the victim told deputies. She tried to explain to them that they were not associated with the car next to them, and they were trying to leave when they got into an argument. And then Phillips told Del Zagaro that her mother would not let them, and her mother, they couldn't let him leave, so they called security. He then pushed the car door, hit her, and she was trying to get away from him, and she shoved him back to get, because he was all up in her space. Then he punched her in the face, knocked her to the ground. When she got up, he overpowered her, grabbed her by the neck, shoved her to the ground again. Her mother completely corroborated it. Her granddaughter in the car began to cry. The niece, she was screaming for help until staff and other parents intervened, and they got them. They got her and the mother and the granddaughter in the church. The mother was disabled, and so she's able to use the. She's actually physically handicapped. The woman that the man punched had bruises all over her face. So I don't know if anybody in the jail wants to. You guys want to deal with John Phillips, 65, a woman beater, happy to donate to the commissary in your honor. I mean, I'm not encouraging any kind of shenanigans in prison, but a lot of things happen naturally. You know what I mean? And I know a lot of these men and women in there, they're doing their time. They're doing their time. Yep. And they don't like these women beaters. So, man, this is why you carry. That's why you carry a gun, I got to say. Don't touch the macaques, the monkeys. The rhesus macaques in Silver Springs State Park. Florida Fish and Wildlife are like, nope, they got, they're a little nasty. They got some diseases. In fact, they can give you the herp.
Oh.
Ew. Oh, gosh. So just leave them alone. We got third hour on the way. Stick with us. The non-firearm firearm, the burn-a-gun. It's always good to diversify what you have as your weapons array. And I every now and then I come across someone's like, well, I don't go to gun-free zones. Good for you. I love that for you. Some of us, though, we have to by nature of what we do for a living. You know, we got to put our big kid pants on and we got to go to work. And sometimes that requires going to a place where municipal restrictions or private property regulations say you can't carry. And maybe they don't want to keep you safe. I've got friends who work in D.C. and New York, and they deal with the same thing every single day by way of their jobs. And they are like-minded people, and you want them in the jobs that they're in. My friends went out and they got the Byrna SD, which is the most popular model. It shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can disable threats from up to 50 feet away, and it has a 5-round capacity, which is much greater than the stun guns, which are maybe just 1 or 2 shots. That's it. Quick deployment, easy target acquisition, zero recoil. And you don't have to undergo a background check. There's no waiting periods. It's legal in all 50 states, and you can buy it online and have it shipped right to your front door. So it's a again, you know, you can't trust everyone else to take care of your security. And even when they try to make it impossible for you to defend yourself, this is another way, if you diversify what you have in terms of self-defense tools, that you can keep yourself safe and give yourself a chance. You can check out all of the models that they have, including the accessories and other projectiles, at BYRNA.com/Dana, where you can also get 10% off your purchase. That's BYRNA.com/Dana for 10% off.
Now, before I take questions, I would like to address an extremely dishonest narrative that we've seen emerging over the past few days. Many outlets in this room have been fear-mongering the American people into believing there is a constitutional crisis taking place here at the White House. I've been hearing those words a lot lately. But in fact, the real constitutional crisis is taking place within our judicial branch, where district court judges in liberal districts across the country are abusing their power to unilaterally block President Trump's basic executive authority. We believe these judges are acting as judicial activists rather than honest arbiters of the law. And they have issued at least 12 injunctions against this administration in the past 14 days, often without citing any evidence or grounds for their lawsuits. This is part of a larger concerted effort by Democrat activists and nothing more than the continuation of the weaponization of justice against President Trump. Quick news flash to these liberal judges who are supporting their obstructionist efforts. 77 million Americans voted to elect this president. And each injunction is an abuse of the rule of law and an attempt to thwart the will of the people. As the president clearly stated in the Oval Office yesterday, we will comply with the law in the courts, but we will also continue to seek every legal remedy to ultimately overturn these radical injunctions and ensure President Trump's policies can be enacted.
Ooh, speaking of those judges, Daily Caller, their news foundation does really good work in digging some stuff up. Like the judge, John McConnell Jr. He's the guy who did the TRO on the temporary restraining order on stopping Trump from freezing federal funding to give the auditors time to examine the waste, fraud, and abuse, right? So this guy has donated, wow, literally hundreds of thousands of dollars to Democrats. So you would say, okay, well, Dana, that's all right. So he's a Democrat. Oh, but wait, there's more. Don't you think it's a conflict of interest that he serves on the board of one of the taxpayer-funded NGOs that saw its funding frozen? Don't you think that's a conflict of interest? That the judge that is trying to stop Trump from freezing funds serves on the board of one of the non-government entities that got taxpayer dollars and had its taxpayer funding frozen? That's a major conflict of interest. Don't you think it's a conflict of interest that his daughter works for the Department of Education that's among those being targeted for waste, fraud, and abuse? Huh. It's interesting. After he donated to all of these Democrats, he was appointed to be a federal judge. He's a very expensive prostitute, this judge. So, he's an activist judge. And this is the guy who has been super aggressive. He's threatening the Trump administration with criminal charges. Again, once more, he literally sits on the board of an NGO that had its funding frozen for waste, fraud, and abuse. And he's losing his mind, and he's apoplectic over this. And he demanded that the Trump administration, quote, immediately restore frozen funding. And he said, if you oppose it further, there's going to be criminal charges. Huh. Interesting. A lot of conflict of interest here. So he's saying you need to keep funding the group on the board of which I sit. You need to keep funding it. I mean, this is a guy who has, he's got a mediocre rating from third-party entities that rate, you know, judicial strength, et cetera, and bipartisanship. But he wants this. He wants the spigot turned back on. And this guy is just nuts. He is, some of the stuff that he has just, like, freewheelingly said. He said that, the CRT language that he uses, he, like in 2021, he said that, he said Trump was a tyrant. He said that all white people were racist and that transgender people should have special sentencing privileges. And I mean, this is just, golly, the stuff you can't, how do you expect to have any kind of like law and order or justice with this kind of stuff, with this kind of guy? I mean, it's bad. He said that, he thinks that, just the stuff that he tries to be as non-racist as possible in his language. Like, you know, the left tries to be so over-policing with speech that they end up sounding like literal Klan members. The way that he talks, he thinks apparently that all criminals are black or transgender. That's the way he talks, because he acts like, oh, there needs to be a special thing for criminals and all this. And it's restorative justice. He's nuts. He also said that apparently Trump's first 4 years was more more damaging to the U.S. than the Civil War. What? I don't even know where you go with this stuff. I don't even know. He's also basically said that transgender criminals apparently, because they're special. That almost sounds like an insult. That they should have like a different standard of justice for them. I mean, he said all the, there's like tons of like video footage and quotes from this guy, and oh my gosh. But yeah, he's major conflict of interest with this guy. Now, that's just one judge. There's also another judge, Judge John Bates. He is the guy who wants Trump to restore the website information on sex change operations. His wife, Carol Reese, gets paid by USAID. She is the founder of some weirdo organization, and she gets she's a very far left progressive person. They get a lot of money from USAID. They're the ones who try to basically export progressivism to different countries. Yeah. Wow. I mean, this is crazy. All of these, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how much they give it. There's a major conflict of interest. So this is weaponizing the judicial system with these super lefty judges. This is why you got to pay attention to people who are running for election as judges in your area, because all these people at some point they ascend up to this, or some of them will ascend up to this level, and you have to watch who's running for these positions for court in your area. This isn't justice. None of this is justice. This is politics. This is all politics. But they want to prevent, they said they want to prohibit all categorical pauses or freezes in obligations or disbursements from the president's executive orders. And he said that there are no impediments to their compliance. You're telling the executive, a low-level, far-left Marxist judge is telling the executive that the executive cannot run the executive branch as he's constitutionally authorized to do with the mandate that he was given by voters. This is not going to go very far in court, because the president has the absolute authority to do that. And that's exactly what he's exercising. They're just unhappy because they're gutting their slush funds. That's what it's all about. They're gutting their slush funds. So I don't know. The audacity, they don't have anything else. They have nothing else. Now, it's not just these judges. You also have reporters that are refusing to even acknowledge changes. So there was an AP reporter who got barred from the Oval Office because they will not stop. The Associated Press will not stop calling Gulf of Mexico, Gulf of Mexico. They won't refer to it as Gulf of America. And the AP said, well, this plainly violates the First Amendment. like when Biden would like bar reporters.
Disinformation.
Yeah, it's actual disinformation because the Gulf is now the Gulf of America.
And if I learned anything from the left, we can't allow that.
You can't allow disinformation. No. Kane, you're right. You're looking out for America's best interests.
Thank you.
I mean, so awkward. Remember when Biden banned the New York Post from the White House banned the New York Post from attending a Biden event? And they did that as a punishment for the New York Post breaking the Hunter Biden laptop story. Do you remember the Associated Press freaking out about that? You guys remember that, right? The Biden administration blocked the New York Post from attending, not just like one event, several, as a penalty for the Hunter Biden laptop story. They banned them from it. Nobody in the media spoke up in defense of New York Post. I mean, we talked about it. Other conservatives talked about it, but like nobody in like the media, no Associated Press went out and said, you can't ban that. How was that not an attack on the First Amendment? And that was like an illegitimate story. That was an actual legitimate story. It was true. That was a propaganda. So the Associated Press now wants to act like the First Amendment is somehow under threat. No, we're not doing this. Yeah, I remember that very, very, very well. Very well. And I didn't see Brian Stelter. I didn't see any of these stooges rush out to defend. Or remember when the Biden administration, if you want to have a discussion about the First Amendment, do you remember when they were shutting people's social media accounts down, including they were deleting posts and locking, like they even suspended briefly the New York Post account before Musk bought it for the Hunter Biden laptop story, if you want to have a discussion about the First Amendment? Them not saying Gulf of America, I don't care how petty it sounds, I will fight on I'll fight on every damn blade of grass. This is disinformation, and we know it kills people. Imagine the Associated Press saying, no, 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 it's still the Gulf of Mexico. Somebody's going to get lost and die if they keep this up.
Probably drown.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to tell them to go to somewhere, place that doesn't exist. Like, why do you hate
people?
It makes
more sense, though, to call it Gulf of America. So you think about it, North America and even South America all enjoy, in Central America, even little Central America enjoys the Gulf. So it's all America. Why don't we just call it Gulf of America? It makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's because it's ours and it's just, that's it.
Yeah.
The end. That's it. So I saw this real quick. What? I didn't know. Hang on. So I know we got to get moving. So FLOTUS said that they're reopening the White House to tours. Had they shut that down under Biden? Why is it reopening now? I didn't know it was not open. Public tours. You have to request them through members of Congress, and you can submit them up to 3 months in advance. They're self-guided, 45 minutes, 7:30 to 11:30. They got their times. But they said that they are they're reopening that. I didn't know that it wasn't open. So Biden had shut it down. They didn't have those? That's news to me. I didn't know that. Interesting. The nation's healing. You know that ivermectin, they talk about it in terms of prevention, etc. It's simple, fast, and affordable to get it on all Family Pharmacy. These are doctors that you work with, like actual doctors, not like big pharma type doctors. And when you visit allfamilypharmacy.com, you can use code Dana and get 10% off your whole order. So I was taking my ivermectin that I got from them. They've also helped me out like over Thanksgiving when I couldn't get into my doctor. And I know I'm getting strep throat. I know it's a thing. And I was able to get the antibiotics I need because I've been to this goat rodeo before and their doctor was able to sign off. They sent it like in a day and a half, and that's not even expedited. That's just like how fast they sent it. You can skip the hassle. And here's what I really like about the medicines that they offer in All Family Pharmacy. It's not made in China. They're not made in China. This is all these are all elements from the US of A. So that's huge, I think, when you're looking at medicines and antibiotics and things like that. You can get comprehensive treatment options in addition to the ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. You got antibiotics and over 200 other essential medicines. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana for 10% off using promo code Dana. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Coupon code Dana10 gets you 10% off today.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Wait, hold up. We were playing Duran Duran, Hungry Like the Wolf. You got to do the Doot Doots. Don't ever attempt that song in karaoke unless you got a crew of people ready to serve and do the Doots. We're here to do the Doots. That's what it is.
We need that on a shirt.
Yeah, right? Okay. Oh, man. The church bans non-alcoholic wine and gluten-free bread from Holy Communion. Well done. Well done. It's the Church of England. I don't know. They're weird. But no, this is actually correct. This is the way. They said, no, the bread has to be made with wheat flour and wine must be fermented grape juice to be consecrated. I mean, I don't know. Jesus turned water into wine. I'm pretty sure you can do that after you imbibe it, but I don't care. I just don't like, you know, all the people who are like, I want that. Shut up. So let's see. What a weird headline. A steakhouse owner was stabbed to death during a gender reveal party. How does that go wrong? It was at 4114 Steaks and Seafood, and this was in Illinois, and they found the guy with stab wounds to his wrist, back, and right side. He was pronounced dead, and he got into an argument with his girlfriend, the restaurant manager, during a gender reveal party. The woman's sons got involved, apparently, too, and that's when the 16-year-old stabbed the dude, I don't even know how. Well, like, how did this go wrong? They just apparently got in an argument over meals and chicken tenders. Jiminy Christmas. I can't even. I'm not even touching these next stories here. We're going to save those for tomorrow because it's like I had a bunch of 7-year-olds that were like, here, let's put these in here. We have more to come. Stick with us. Achieving vibrant, youthful skin doesn't have to be complicated. With the power of Native Path Collagen, you can nourish your body from within and enhance not just your skin, but also your hair, your nails. By incorporating Native Path Collagen into your daily routine, you can promote a plump, radiant complexion, reduce signs of aging, and boost your overall vitality, all without any unnecessary fillers or additives. Native Path Collagen has only type 1 and 3 collagen, the most important types, making up 90% of your body's collagen. No artificial sweeteners, just pure third-party tested goodness. It's completely flavorless, so you can just add it to about anything, your coffee, your smoothies, oatmeal, or whatever you want. And the best part is that Native Path's peptides formula makes it more bioavailable, so it means your body will absorb it easily. Start your journey to healthier skin today. Get nativepath.com/Dana and stock up on Native Path Collagen and save up to an incredible 45% off plus free shipping. Every order includes a 365-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out. Head to getnativepath.com/Dana.
Make some common sense of the crazy headlines with the Dana Show podcast, your on-the-go guide for getting up to speed on today's most important stories. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or your favorite podcast platform.
Meanwhile, Americans woke up this morning to bad news for their bank accounts. They woke up to a grim reality that Donald Trump is not going to keep his promise to lower costs.
Chuck Schumer.
They woke up.
He's upset because Biden really contributed to inflation and it didn't immediately go away when Trump got into office. And so he's trying to act like that. They don't have anything else. Welcome back to the program. I want to play for you this guy, the Democrat star speaker. They had this Project on Government Oversight hearing. His name is Dylan Hitler.
What?
Gaudet. Mr. Hitler. His name, Kane, is Mr. Hitler.
Oh.
Hitler Gaudet.
Oh.
Mr. and Mrs. Hitler's son.
Oh.
That's how you say it.
Yeah, it looks like that.
He says he can't see any waste, fraud, or abuse from government spending. He can't see it. Listen.
Waste is different from fraud. Fraud is different from abuse. And abuse is different from both. When we talk about improper payments, they are a subset of those other three categories. But that doesn't tell us the...
And there it is. So he says he can't see any of the waste, fraud, or abuse. And he's blind.
Oh. I thought it was because of the sunglasses.
He is the director of government affairs at the NGO Project on Government Oversight.
Wait, the blind dude's in charge of
overseeing sight? Waste, fraud, and abuse. Mm-hmm.
And it's his testimony he hasn't seen any?
Yes.
I see.
I mean, technically, he's not lying. He's not. He says, I didn't see it. I mean, it's real smart that Democrats put him in charge of the Project on Government Oversight.
This is real?
It's real. And he's like, I don't know. I didn't see any waste, fraud, or abuse. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I didn't see anything as the Director of Government Affairs, the Project on Government Oversight. So I can't attest to any waste or abuse of government spending. I didn't see it, Mr. Hitler said.
If I was a Republican representative, I would have asked if he smelled anything. Like, because you know how other senses get heightened when you lose one of them? So you would think, do you smell any government corruption at all? Do you smell any waste, abuse?
I'm really excited that you brought that up because that brings me to the poetry of my latest tweet. Came. You had this guy
made the decision to bar the AP reporter.
You had this guy, Congressman Robert Garcia, who went after Marjorie Taylor Greene a little bit ago. He she's in charge of the DOGE committee. I don't know if he said maybe play this. He said that basically he's arguing that Marjorie Taylor Greene should not be in charge of the DOGE committee because she showed a phallus pick last year in their oversight hearing. It was a phallus pick. Should we go ahead and...
You want to play his...
Now, I find it ironic, of course, that our chairwoman, Congresswoman Green, is in charge of running this
Congressman
committee.
Robert Garcia.
Now, in the last Congress, Chairwoman Green literally showed a dick pic in our oversight congressional hearing. So I thought I'd bring one as well.
Oh, see, he thinks he's being cute.
Now, this, of course, we know is President Elon Musk.
So
he's also the world's richest.
The phallus pick that Marjorie Taylor Greene showed was Hunter Biden's coke-dusted phallus that they presented because they were talking about oversight and accountability. Was this before or after they found a bunch of coke in the White House? Nobody knows where that coke came from. It came from the magical coke fairy that just leaves cocaine in cubbies. Oh, the cocaine cubby fairy. I need a different word so I can have all C's.
A cocaine cubby coalition?
The cocaine cubby coalition. All about bringing the cocaine to them cubbies. The coalition of it. It just like magically appeared there. You know, as is often the case in the White House with just coke appearing in cubbies.
I think Marjorie Taylor Greene brought that picture to that hearing between the coke discoveries, right? There was one coke amount discovered, and then there was her picture in the hearing, and then there was more coke discovered.
Yeah.
So I think it was then.
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of it. You're gonna be, but, you know, Hunter Biden was living at the White House, remember? He was living there, along with the whole damley, all the Bidens. They acted like it was a giant clown car of white trash. That's what they treated the White House like, a giant clown car of white trash. And he came there. He had one of his baby mamas there, one of his offspring that he would acknowledge. Then one of his other kids was living there with her welfare boyfriend. It was weird. Like, everybody was there. And then, like, cocaine started showing up everywhere. So shocking and unexpected. And, this was all while social media entities before Musk acquired it, they were censoring people over the laptop story, which, by the way, that's how the phallus picture came to be incorporated in that hearing, because the phallus picture came from the laptop that we were told didn't exist and was Russian disinformation, but not so much Russian disinformation that we can't pardon Hunter Biden for all the stuff that's on it. So, you know, take it as what you will. I think that Congressman Robert Garcia is just obsessed with phalluses.
Yeah.
He seems like it, you know, like I think he liked to say it a lot in his little remarks there that he gave during the oversight committee. I'm just saying. So, it was Hunter Biden's, disgusting Anthony Weiner phallus that they had, that she showed. And it was for a point. I mean, there was a reason why. And, you know, he just decided he's, unlike Green, who, lover or hater, it was literally like a evidence. Whereas he was just being, like, you're just calling a guy a name. Why do they call him president? Did we say President George Soros? I never said President Soros. Kane, did we ever say President George Soros?
No.
I don't, because it didn't happen. That's why. So he just doesn't like Elon Musk because Elon Musk is ripping away the curtain and everybody can see where the money's going. It's really unfortunate for them, isn't it? Super unfortunate for them. So I welcome all this stuff. I welcome it. It looks, you know. So we've got more tariffs on the way as well. Trump is taking additional action. I love, this is how AP says it. Trump is making moves to upset the world trade system. That's what the AP said. You know, the AP that got mad because they got called out for dead naming the Gulf of America and promoting disinformation. And then the White House was like, I don't know, you can't come back here. And now the AP is like, freedom of speech. We were told by the press that dead naming people kill them and that disinformation kills people too. Yeah. So why would we want to platform any kind of entity that wants to peddle disinformation or dead name things? I mean, these are your rules that we are being incredibly respectful of. So why would we continue to entertain disinformation? I mean, the Gulf is the Gulf of America. It's our Gulf. There it is. I mean, that's the end of it. So they're acting like it's a free speech issue, whatever. So he's also going to be hosting the Indian Prime Minister. Modi met with Vance in India yesterday. This is a move. India definitely wants to sidestep any tariffs. And so he's going to be hosting him next. And of course, you also have the Senate confirmed Tulsi Gabbard there for DNI. So that's done. These are all happening. I got to say that it's all happening relatively quickly. All these moves, especially the cabinet confirmation. So this is all, it's all good stuff. Play this. What is this audio that you gave me that you stuck in? The lady with the tiny house. Where's this at?
Oh.
What channel is that in?
That's in the general channel.
Okay.
Yeah, general.
This has nothing to do with any of the stuff that they were talking about. But this chick, what was she? She was saying that, talking about how out of control government is. And I was down with her until she said what she was going to build. She said she has 37 acres. She wants to put a tiny home on her 37 acres. And she said the government said, you can't do that. Even though it's her property and she owns it. She owns 37 acres. You can't put that up on your property. You don't really own your own property though. You know that, right? You really don't own, you don't own it. But she said she wanted to build a tiny house. And I don't like the tiny house movement because I'm a maximalist. I would rather live in one large shack than a tiny house.
But you wouldn't want to deny anyone that if that's what they want. She's already got a big house on the property.
I mean, if she just wants an additional house, that's smaller.
I think it's
a communist psyop. I don't like tiny houses, and I also don't like shiplap. It, you know, all houses don't have to look like public rest stops.
You know, it's our government is why we have tiny houses even to begin with. You know that, right?
What do you mean?
Every regulation that we've ever been imposed, that's ever been imposed on us, has been to overcharge us for everything. We have to get licenses for this, inspections for that, all the everything becomes
stupid.
Now all the there's necessary inspections, don't get me wrong, but there's many levels of intrusion by the government on the financial side, on the real estate side, on the actual property tax side, that homeowners themselves they have to go small in order to afford it.
It's been my dream for 20 years to build my own like big giant real life size trebuchet, and it's actually pretty disconcerting, the regulations that are against that kind of stuff.
The trebuchet, yeah.
I mean, I don't really have enough property where I'm at right now to fling it.
Right.
But maybe someday. But it's going to happen.
You'd need a cooperative neighbor.
Or, you know, it could make a neighbor cooperative. There's also that. Anyway, can we play this more? Because she was talking about government restrictions on property. And you guys and I hate, I especially, like, state and local.
All right, hope she doesn't cuss. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you own 37 acres of land, the government will still control your land. Did y'all know that? Because I didn't know that. And I just walked into the municipal building. And I'm going to put a tiny home on my property. And he immediately said, nope, you can't do that. I was like, what? What are you talking about? I have 37 acres. There's plenty of room to put a tiny home. Nope, you can't do that. You're zoned to have one house on your property. I'm like, dude, my property is massive, okay? And this is for my kids' future, to have a tiny home. Ultimately, I want three little tiny homes in the back corner of our property. Nope, you can't do that. What do you mean you can't do that? No, zoning is planned for your, I'm like, what plans does the government have for my property? I don't understand what you're saying to me. And you could tell this guy had never gotten any pushback because I was pushing back. Like, you're telling me I can't put a tiny home on my property for my children to live in when they're 18, 19, 20 young adults. What are you talking about? No, it's not zoned for that. Okay, so rezone it. And then he's like, well, there's a floodplain here. And I was like, he said 100-year floodplain. I said, well, what year are we on? He couldn't tell me. He's like, it doesn't work like that. I was like, what do you mean? What year are we on? Because yeah, we put a drain tile in, so I know it's not
flooding. So we have this stuff even in our town where if you're going to do additions and stuff like that, like you have to have, even for the studio when we were rebuilding, like considering rebuilding a bigger studio, there's like all kinds of considerations and stuff to go through. You never really own your own property. It is ridiculous. Although I will say, tiny houses, I'm a maximalist. I can't. If I was going to build property, it would be like not a tiny property on my property, but it would be something maximalist. Can't do the tiny stuff. I can't do. But if you want to have like a little shire in the back part of your yard, you know, what if you were like, no, I'm not making these things, these structures for anyone to live in. I'm just a big Lord of the Rings fan. I'm just recreating the shire in my own backyard for my own personal enjoyment. Could you really argue against that? I mean, if you hate good literature and everything lovely, then I'm sure you know, those people exist. But, you know, I would build it and then never tell anybody. Right. You can't come on my property. I'll shoot you dead. Castle doctrine. Stay out. No trespassing. Get out. You can't come on my property. I just do it and, you know, like nobody would know, right? Nobody would ever know. No snitching neighbors. No snitch, you know. I don't know. It is frustrating. This is one of the reasons why a lot of people in Texas have been pushing on just, you know, reducing or getting rid of property taxes. It is crazy. We have to fight stuff every single year. And that is one big thing that you do have to really go back and forth on with Texas lawmakers, I tell you. I've seen the amazing changes Relief Factor has made for so many people, and I've seen it firsthand through my husband Chris's pain relief from using Relief Factor. Right now, it's easy to give their product a try because Relief Factor makes it pain-free with their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Get rid of pain and start living better. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it works by supporting your body's response to inflammation. It doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's safe to take daily. And in fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help. Over 1 million people have turned to Relief Factor. Give Relief Factor a try. With their pain-free trial, you can get a 3-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. With their pain-free trial, you can get a 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or visit relieffactor.com.
Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast, because who says you can't make fun of people while staying informed on your own personal time? Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back to the program. Make sure you also sign up over at Substack. There's a couple of things that are in the works. That drafts that'll be going out probably late. I got one that I'm preparing for tomorrow. And then we're also looking at some of this, the judicial insanity. Also, the budget bill that's out, I'll be diving into that actually tonight. So that's what I'm going to be looking at tonight and going through all of that so we can discuss everything in it tomorrow. And then, of course, obviously, I mean, I'm sure tonight there's going to be a whole bunch of other stuff that we find that our money's been going towards. Just wait for it. It's coming. It's coming. Just wait for it. So we'll have that for you as well. We'll get into all of that. But there's a lot to cover. And then, of course, too, anything related to as we approach Saturday, Gaza, all of that. And then you got the Indian Prime Minister who's going to be visiting the White House. Trump's going to be hosting him. So very busy week. I don't know how the man, I don't think he sleeps. He is so busy. That's why Democrats are in total disarray. They cannot get their wits. This has been smart. He did exactly what he needed to do. All gas, no brakes. All right, Trump today in stupidity.
All right, it's Ayanna Pressley. And I think Adrian Slade, that was a great, because it looks like Kenan Thompson playing Steve Harvey. That's what she looks like. This is what she said. She's all about. She is all about censoring Americans. Listen to this.
Look, let me tell you something. I'll take a bit of umbrage here. I'll speak on behalf of my colleagues. Nothing I can say. We are all willing to work with anyone who's serious about doing the work of censoring the American people and advancing progress.
Whoa. So it's progressive to censor Americans. And man, Steve Harvey look weird without a mustache.
He
does look weird.
And you got mad at me because I said coke-dusted phallus. Wow. All right, folks, that does it for us today. Have a great rest of your evening. I'll be back behind the mic with you tomorrow. Find us on Facebook, YouTube, like, and subscribe.